The government has agreed to introduce standard school leaving exams at the end of the upcoming academic year. The flood-hit Liberec region has launched talks with the Ministry of Transport about repairing bridges and roads. And ministers have adopted a new set of rules covering foreign workers. The government on Wednesday agreed to introduce standard school leaving exams at the end of the upcoming school year. Minister of Education Youssef Dobesh pushed for clearance for the controversial step, which has been discussed for the last 14 years. He argued it's a vital component of promised education reform and standard setting for the sector. Many schools, pupils and parents have opposed the standard exam for around 100,000 school leavers a year. Schools have until now been able to set their own exams, with the results that standards vary across the country. The Liberec region has launched negotiations with the Ministry of Transport about freeing up funds for repairs to roads and bridges damaged by recent floods. The total bill for damages has been estimated at just over 2 billion crowns. Three quarters of this consists of repairs to second and third class roads, with the rest destined for bridge repairs. It's estimated that 119 bridges were damaged in the flash floods of a week ago. Pope Benedict XVI has given €25,000, around 620,000 Czech crowns, to help Czech flood victims. News of the donation was released by a local bishop, Jan Baxant. His diocese is in one of the affected areas. The bishop sounded out the Vatican about possible help last week. New rules covering the employment of foreigners were also agreed by the government on Wednesday. The new rules include the demand for a residence permit to include biometric details of the person and responsibility of employers for foreign workers. That responsibility includes meeting repatriation costs for those staying in the country illegally after employment ends and uncovered health costs. The changes have been pushed through by the Ministry of Interior in a bid to counter illegal working. And finally, a look at the weather. It should get warmer in the next few days, with temperatures reaching a high of 20 degrees Celsius. But we can still count on some showers. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.